eating out has become a frequent part of daily urban life. Weekday business lunches, weekend family dinners, and airport fast food while traveling all hand our meals to someone else's kitchen. The problem is not dining out itself, but that we know far less than we imagine about what is actually on our plate. The first overlooked truth is invisible oil and sugar. At home you see how much oil you pour, but restaurants routinely default to oil, sugar, and starch thickening for taste and speed. A seemingly plain cold salad may hide 2 spoonfuls of sesame paste. A simple stir-fried vegetable is often cooked in a lot of fat. This energy is not written on the menu, yet it lands in the body. The second truth is portion loss of control. Restaurant portions are usually designed to satisfy a hungry adult male and far exceed one meal's need. In public research estimates, a restaurant meal often carries 1.5 to 2 times the energy of the home version. When we treat cleaning the plate as politeness, intake quietly overshoots. The third truth is wrong eating order. Most people start with a few bites of rice or noodles, then vegetables and meat. This lets carbs arrive first, steepens the glucose curve, and delays fullness signals, so even deliberate restraint fails. Order matters more than many think. Principle 1. Fix the structure before ordering. The first move is not the signature dish but a mental plate, half vegetables, a quarter protein, a quarter staple. With structure set, every later choice has an anchor and is less swayed by promotions or mood. Principle 2. Vegetables first and real vegetables. Steaming, blanching, light cold dressing, and boiling stay closer to the vegetable's true form than dry pot or braising. Ask for less oil and sauce on the side to cut hidden energy. Vegetables first also pre-fill the stomach, so you eat less later. Principle 3. Enough protein, cooked right. Fish, shrimp, skinless poultry, tofu, and steamed egg are quality sources. Braised, sweet-sour, and fried versions turn protein into a sugar oil carrier. Secure at least a palm of quality protein per meal for steadier satisfaction. Principle 4. Restraint on staples and soup bases. Floating oil in broth, thickened soups, and free rice refills are the easiest hidden energy entries. Choose clear soup over thick, half a bowl over a full one, and reserve the staple budget for natural fiber in the dishes. This chapter compares nutrition risk across scenarios with public data. On magnitude, public dietary guidelines suggest adults keep salt under 5 grams and added sugar under 25 grams a day. Published restaurant meal samples often show a single meal's sodium in the 2 to 3,000 milligram range, about 5 to 7.5 grams of salt, so one meal can meet or exceed the daily limit. On frameworks, at least 3 mainstream approaches exist. The plate method divides the plate by ratio and is intuitive. The eating order method eats vegetables, then protein, then carbs to flatten glucose. The glycemic load triangle positions each food by load and favors low-load combos. The plate method governs structure, order governs rhythm, and the triangle governs quality. Together, they are the most stable plan. Identifiable case is a published randomized crossover trial from 2015 on eating order. The same participants ate the same meal in different orders on different days. Those eating vegetables and protein first, carbs last, had clearly lower post-meal glucose peaks than those eating freely. Order is not magic, it is a measurable, executable action. To turn analysis into action, use concrete metrics and a checklist. Per meal by hand, vegetables at least 1 fist, quality protein about 1 palm, staple no more than 1 fist. Keep sodium under 800 milligrams and added sugar under 10 grams per meal. Checklist: sketch the plate structure first. Order 1 blanched or lightly stir-fried vegetable. Choose steamed or lightly pan-cooked protein. Have the staple and serve it last. Sauce on the side, no broth dipping. The verbs on the menu are the first key to decoding oil, salt, and sugar. Dry-fried, braised, sweet-sour, boiled in oil, deep-fried, and oil-braised almost always mean heavy fat or sugar, while steamed, blanched, lightly dressed cold, stewed, and roasted stay closer to the ingredient. Learn the verbs, they beat the photos. Sauces are the second key. salad dressing, sesame paste, mayonnaise, teriyaki, and sweet-sour sauce are energy-dense per unit. Many healthy salads double the dressing and end up above a bowl of rice in calories. Put sauce on the side and control it yourself, or switch to vinaigrette, lemon, or a little soy. Broth and thickening are the third key. Thick soups, stews, and sauce dishes reshape texture with starch and oil, delivering liquid calories. Choose clear over thick, skim the oil, and treat the soup as seasoning, not a main. Staple names trap 2. Golden broth, salted yolk, cheese, and cream prefixes stack fat and sugar. Brown rice, steamed sweet potato, and corn are steadier bases. Make the staple a sidekick, not the star, and the whole meal clears up. Sichuan and Hunan cuisine are oily and spicy. Avoid dry pot and hot pot base oil, choose steamed fish, blanched greens, and wood ear salad, and use fresh chili, not red oil. Cantonese is lighter and friendlier. Pick shrimp dumplings, steamed chicken feet, blanched kale, skip fried rolls and custard buns. Jiangnan cuisine is sweet. Avoid sweet sour and braised. Choose steamed river fish, lily with celery, and broth vegetables. Japanese food is relatively clean. Sashimi, sushi, miso soup, cold soba are fine, but beware tempura and teriyaki. Western meals need sauce and cheese care. Choose roasted vegetables, pan fish, vinaigrette salad, and baked potato over fries. Hot pot is the most variable scene. Clear or tomato broth beats beef tallow. Dip with vinegar and garlic, not sesame chile.